We continue our learning. Let you learn. Ishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Aliyah. We are in Ksuvos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey. We already learned in the sixth perek about the topic of haposek ma'os lechasno, a person who pledges a certain amount of money that he's going to give his son-in-law for the marriage. And there we explain that it's a mitzvah for a father to pledge an adunya dowry for his daughter. So she'll have kovtsim, as they say, literally people who are willing to jump and willing to marry her because of the dowry. So we have that, the concept of the dowry, for where the father gives the daughter, and we have posik mos lechasno, where a father-in-law is going to give a certain amount of money to his son-in-law. And we also said there, and we learned in the 12th perek, that which the Gemara says in Ksuvos Adaf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, hein hadevarim haniknim ba'amira, that these financial matters, that which the father of the kala pledges for his chasan at the time of the kiddushin or the time of nisuin. And the like, doesn't need a shtar, doesn't need a kinyan, just the amira alone, just the fact that he says this is enough to mechayev him that he becomes obligated in this. And the chassan, therefore, can be toveya bedin. If the father-in-law doesn't end up paying, he has the right to bring him to court. So Armish is dealing with a case where he had a father-in-law who pledged a certain amount of money for his son-in-law, and he didn't fulfill his word. Perigud Gimel Mishnah, haposek ma'os lechasano, a certain amount of money, the father-in-law says, I'm going to put in the nedunya, the tart of the kiddushin, upashat lo esar regel. And literally, he spread out his foot. What does that mean? Before the nisuin, he said, "I'm not giving you the dowry." The language of pasha lo aregel. Rashi explains that he said in a language of bizayon to his son-in-law. You know, tol titva avak shal gabe ragli. You know, take the dirt of the mud off my foot, or taleo si baragli shein li malite. Too bad. You know, I have nothing. Nothing could do. Hang me up by my foot, because there's not by my leg. Because there's nothing, I have no money to give you. And some say, no, it's just basically we have pushing him away. And what does it mean that it's pasha lo haregel, that it's not just that he's pushing him aside, but literally he ran away. He went to another place. Pasha lo haregel. He walked away. He spread out his regel, means that he ran away. The father-in-law is not paying. He's not around. So the halacha here is, says the Mishnah, teshev ad sheyalbin rosha. The Arusa, this woman who has kiddushin already and waiting for nisuin, she will sit until her hair turns white. It means that the arus has every right to prevent the marriage to chuppah until he gets his nedunya that was pledged to him, and we don't force him to bring her into the chuppah and marry her, nor do we force him to divorce her. The Yishalmi explains we're talking about a case where the father pledged her to his son-in-law. Bimamad bito akala, meaning in the presence of his daughter. And some even add and explain that the father did this, the kala's father did this in a deceptive way, and his daughter understood this, that he was promising this money and he wasn't gonna make good on it. So therefore, the chachamim hold that since the father did acted improperly, so we have the right to respond in such a way. And guess what? She's gonna have to sit there, and she won't have to marry anyone because she's not to be divorced, and she's not going to enter the chuppah with this man. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Admon Omer, no. Yechol Admon disagrees. Another halach of Admon. Yechol Hisha Tomar, one of the seven. Yechol Hisha Tomar, ilu ani pasakti la'atzmi eshev ad sheyalbin roshi. If I were the one who pledged that money and I'm not keeping my word, so then I understand that I should sit till my hair turns white and never get married. But achsha sha'aba pasak alai, mani yechol alasos, but the fact that it's my father, so what he's not keeping his word to give you the nedunya, to give you the dowry, I should sit here and not be able to get married. What do you want me to do? O kados, either marry me, bring me into the chuppah and perform nisuin, o pator, or release me through a get. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Ranis the very Admon. I see that the words of Admon are more correct. In fact, the halacha follows Admon. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus Perech of Gimel Halacha Tezayin. Perech Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav. If a person comes by way of introduction and challenges the property that his friend has and says, you know, well, let's say Shimon comes to Reuven and says, you know, Reuven, you have something of mine. and you owe to me. So what's the halacha? So the halacha normally is that we're mamid mamon becheskas balim v'hamotzi mechaver olav arai. We've said this many times. Uki mamon becheskas mare. The money is established and remains in the hands of the owner. They mean the person who's holding on to it. And if you want to exact money from your friend, so the burden of proof is upon you. But there is a difference between metaltal and immovable objects and karka and real estate. When it comes to metaltal, and who's the muchzak? Who's the person who gets to hold on to it? And it's the hamotzi mechaver. It's the other person who has to bring a proof. That's the person who's holding the metaltalin. He's holding the object. But when it comes to karka, the muchzak is the person who has the cheskas balus, who has the original chazaka of ownership of that land. So if a person comes to contest, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, hey, you're on my land. And he says, that sada, that field belongs to me and it's stolen. So if indeed Shimon is the ma'arer who is contesting Reuven's ownership of that land, was the original owner, he has edim to prove, so then he is the muchzak. And it would be Reuven's obligation to bring a proof in order. So that's how karka works versus metaltalin. There is the issue of in Baba Basra in the third parak of Cheskas Gimel Shanim that someone claims brings edim. You know, I own that field. But the other person says, yeah, but I bought it. But I've been here for 3 years. I've edim to prove I've been here for 3 years and I bought it from you. So that's a chazaka that has a taina. So that may be different. But generally speaking, we always look at the marakama, as we say, the marakama is the original owner. So that's the topic of our Mishnah. Ha'orer al ha'sadeh. You have a case where Shimon is ma'arer, contests the ownership of the land and claims that Reuven is living on his land. He's a squatter, let's say. So that's So Reuven has a shtar mechira, let's say. He has a bill of sale as a deed that he bought this land. So here, let's switch the names to make it a little bit easier. So here, let's say like this. Reuven, let's start again. You have Reuven comes to Shimon. Shimon is living on the land. And Reuven says you're on my land. You don't belong there. So Shimon takes out a shtar mechira. He takes out a deed, a bill of sale, that says that he bought the land from Levi. So Reuven says, no, that field belongs to me, and Levi stole it from me. And now you stole it from Levi. You bought it from Levi the Goslin. So even though you paid for it, but it doesn't belong to you because it was originally stolen from me. So that's the case again. Ha'orer al ha'sadeh. You have Reuven who contests the field that Shimon he claims doesn't belong there, and Shimon says, yeah, but I have a shtar mechir that proves that I bought it from Levi, and Reuven says, but Levi is a ganav. He's a Goslin. He stole it from me. So v'hu, so now, what? But we have this additional piece of information. V'hu chasum aleha be'ed. Here's interesting, is that Reuven himself, the ma'arer, he's the one who contests that Shimon really doesn't own the land. He's one of the people who signed as a witness on the shtar mechira, on that deed that Shimon has. So basically what Reuven did is he signed on a shtar which said that Shimon has the right to buy the land from Levi. So should that not prove that Reuven was not the owner of the land? Otherwise he never would have signed as a witness that the land is being sold now from Levi to Shimon if Levi was a Goslin to begin with. Why would Reuven want to sign on a shtar to say that Levi has the right to sell this to Shimon? Reuven should have contested right there that this land belongs to me. So Amon Omer, Admon says that Reuven's signature on the shtar does not nullify his ability to contest. Why? Because Yochel Hu Sheyomar, Reuven can make any of what we call an amasla, an excuse, and say, I'll tell you why I signed on that shtar. Because Hasheni Noachli. You see, the second guy, it's easy for me to get this land. I figured, okay, the land was stolen by Levi. There's no way I'm going to get the land back from Levi. Levi is going to give me a hard time. But I know I can get it back from Shimon. So I'll tell you what, when Levi was willing to sell it to Shimon, I signed, not because I thought the land belonged to Levi, had the right to sell it to Shimon. I signed because I figured if Shimon buys it, I'll be able to bring Shimon to court and get it from him much easier than I'd be able to get it from Levi. So therefore, Levi's too much of a strong guy, Adam Takif, and it'll be very difficult to take him to court. But Shimon, much easier. So Lal sign on that shtash. So that Admon says he has the right to make that claim. And indeed, the Iror, his contesting Shimon's ownership of the land, indeed is valid. V'chachamim omrim no, ibed ezechuso. Reuven loses his privilege, his right. The fact has no strength at all, no validity to his Iror, to contesting Shimon's ownership of the land, because by signing on the Shtar Mechiri, basically admits that the field does not belong to him, and we follow the opinion of the Chachamim, as the Rambam writes, the Hilchos Torin Minitan, Perek Tezayin Halacha Aleph. Then the Mishnah concludes, though, Asa'a Simon La'acher Ibeid Es Zechuso. Let's say Reuven, who is the Ma'arir, he's the one who's contesting Shimon's ownership of the land, he sold a field, a Sadeh, that is next door, a house, let's say, next door, a field, that's right next to the field that he's contesting. And in the Shtar Mechira, as one of the signs is that, it juxtaposes right next to this other field at the border. It borders this field. It borders this house, which belongs to Shimon. Then he made it Zechuso. Even Admon would admit that now Reuven loses all validity to contest Shimon's ownership of the land. To say, Hasheni Noach Li, it's easier for me to get this field from Shimon, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't has no relevance here. So the fact that he was willing to write that as a sign on that Reuven sold a field next to the one that he's contesting. And on that he wrote, by the way, this field that I'm selling, you know, it borders Shimon's field. By writing it borders Shimon's field, it's obvious, Ibed Ezechuso, he loses his right to that field by writing in the Shtar Mechira, in the deed of the sale of his, of another field that's next to that borders it, that this borders Shimon's field. Just one point in terms of the halacha of Admon that we mentioned before, Admon versus the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Admon said, in the first case, we said, as an excuse, you know, I only signed on this star because it's easy for me to get this from the other person. And the Chachamim say, no. The Chachamim say, we assume by signing on the star, you're giving it up. Now, this applies even if Reuven has witnesses that the field originally belonged to him. Or that Levi, seized it, let's say, from him, and Levi has no witness at all to his ownership. So the fact that he signed as a witness, Reuven signed as a deed, as a witness on that deed, that's admitting he has no claim to it. As we said, makes no difference, even if Reuven has witnessed that the field originally belonged to him. Doesn't matter. And Levi, or let's say he has witnesses, Levi took it from him. Doesn't matter. Levi has no witnesses that he can prove ownership. Doesn't matter. Once Reuven signs on it, Ibed is the chusar according to the Chachamim. But that's only true, the Gemara says, if Reuven signed that deed as a witness, then he loses his zechus in the original case, according to the Chachamim, against Admon. But let's say he signed the deed as a judge, as a dayan, and he verifies that the witnesses are authentic. So then he doesn't lose his zechus. Reuven can argue as a dayan, I didn't know what the contents of this Shtar Mechira, because the halacha is that a dayan who's verifying the document does not need to know the contents, only needs to know the signatures and to be able to recognize them and verify them.